This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you, yeah you, on the job site. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your work day. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with myself, Tass, and Macca.
Thank you, Tass. Now, I'm determined, as the last segment of the show, to get the person's name right.
Yeah, please do.
So Richard Keane is the CEO of Living Positive, and this is World AIDS Day on the 1st of Dec member. Sorry, good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good morning. Lovely to talk to you both again, and I'm so sorry I couldn't be there in person. I had a GP appointment this morning, and like a lot of people over the last couple of years, I kind of dropped the ball a bit, and I guess I can start there with a bit of a message to everybody from our community to remind people yes. It's time to kind of check in and do a bit of a grease and oil change, as they say, and go in and re-engage with your healthcare and your GP.
Well, I actually did exactly the same thing myself earlier this week. In fact, on Monday, I popped in to see my GP and got the all clean health. There we go.
Oh, is that why you're walking
brilliant.
Like? Is that why you're walking like that, Tass?
But thank you, Richard. That is a very good reminder.
Yeah, it is.
I do have a friend who recently have had some substantial surgery and. As a result of perhaps not having regular checks. So let's say it is important to actually take yourself in for a bit of a oil and grease change on a regular basis.
Yes, modern cars, Richard, can go hundreds of thousands of kilometres without an oil change and a checkup. We can't.
Now, Richard,
Cortina can't make the trip.
Cortina. We're here to talk about World AIDS Day, Richard. Now,
we were
reflecting earlier on, is this the 28th or have there been more World AIDS Days?
No, this is the 28th that we've celebrated here in Australia.
Okay, there we go.
However, this year marks 40 years since 40. The first formal HIV diagnosis. And I guess that's a good place to start before we launch into talking about what's happening this year. And I just want to share with your viewers and thank you both very, very personally for your ongoing support of people living with HIV and your ongoing engagement with Living Positive Victoria. It's something that I value immensely. Your viewers may not know, but both of you have played significant roles in supporting our organisation over that journey. And it's kind of, as we get to 40 years, there's this kind of certain sense of nostalgia that kind of kicks in because both of you would have been around in that period in the 1980s where we saw just devastation across our community. And it's hard to put it into a context into 2021 because so much has changed for the better. But, I just want to start by thanking both of you for your ongoing support and maybe hear a couple of reflections from both of you about what you've noticed in the changes over the last 40 years.
Look, I've noticed, Richard, we've come from a position of people with HIV/AIDS being treated very badly by our community, by their families, by the health system, by the welfare system, to a position where I'm not saying that doesn't happen in some instances, and I'm really sorry it does, but to a position where, certainly in Australia, their health needs are well looked after, their medication is some of the best in the world, the other services that are provided, the legislative framework that supports them, the welfare, you know, the personal welfare that is provided to them and the organisations that support them. So we've come from a place that, frankly, was bloody awful. It was awful.
Yeah.
And we've come to a place where, you know, we've learnt to respect those people. We've learnt that you can have a cup of coffee with them and not get HIV/AIDS, which was one of the things, you know, people were terrified. Mm. And a lot of that was informed, they didn't know, but didn't understand. But
Fear.
I think we're in a place now, it's not perfect, but we're in a place that I think people with HIV/AIDS are respected and are looked after. And, you know, organisations like Living Positive and Thorn Harbour and others, you know, they did the hard yards decades ago to ensure that people had dignity and respect. And it wasn't easy to achieve that. It wasn't easy. But we did. And that's why I'm proud it's where we are now.
From my perspective, I think this is going to sound like a really weird thing to say, but HIV has been one of those public health success stories.
Yes.
And it's a success...
In Australia.
In Australia. It's been a success story because it's one of those rare things and rare opportunities where policymakers have gotten together with people with lived experience and clinicians and scientists to find joint solutions.
They actually use the evidence test. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really interesting that we talk about that in the context of a current pandemic as well. And I remember receiving a call, particularly early on in 2020, from one of our older members of our community that was really quite down and kind of reflecting on the fact that we'd lost 8,000 people to AIDS in Australia during that time period, and that they didn't close down for us. They didn't, you know, have the same urgency. And instead of staying there in that sad place, I just took a deep breath and reflected on what we've been able to achieve under extraordinary circumstances in those early years, what this community was able to do by coming together, by standing together and walking through those challenges, the amazing, amazing position that we're in today, and the gratitude that I have for everybody who's played a role in part of that journey.
And, you know, I think, Richard, I think back to the not-so-recent past, Living Positive, which is the successor to People Living with HIV/AIDS as an organisation, that the Speakers Bureau, and many times, and I should disclose this, I was a previous CEO of People Living with HIV/AIDS, many times I attended where the Speakers Bureau were speaking to a group of school kids or adults or all sorts of different groups. And this was positive people relating their life experience and their difficulties, you know, and the positive things that they'd achieved. And what a difference that made, because it actually brought their experiences and their personal experiences to the attention of so many people. And I think that is also one of the reasons that views have changed so much.
I couldn't agree with you more, and it still plays such an incredible role in reaching community, the broader community, and changing hearts and minds with understanding and that sharing of experience, and not only the challenges that came with it, but the resilience and the support and the love and just everything that's got us to where we are today. And the biomedical advances that we were touching on before with effective treatments. Oh. I mean, we're at a position now where if you adhere to your medication over a long period of time and maintain an undetectable viral load, we can attain the healthy sexual and reproductive lives that we so richly deserve as people living with HIV. And that has been something that I never thought that I would see in my lifetime. So in some ways, I'm reflecting...
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is amazing.
I'm reflecting on the challenges, but I'm also reflecting on the advances and just the way that life has changed. But there's still plenty of work to do.
Oh, yeah.
As we look forward, things like Medicare ineligibles, kind of having to rely on pharmaceutical companies to provide support for their medications and other things like that. And we're hoping, fingers crossed, that there might be a bit of announcement about that from the federal government on World AIDS Day, but we'll wait and see what happens. But we won't end HIV in this country until everybody has easy and ongoing access to effective treatment. to reduce their viral load and slow down transmission of this virus.
Do you ever wonder, Richard, how different the world would be, not just Australia, the rest of the world would be, if you look at the speed with which we've got a COVID vaccination, if the same amount of money and effort and urgency had been put into HIV? Do you ever wonder about that?
Well, I wonder about it a lot, and that's why I reflected on that scenario with an older member of my community ringing and relaying those kinds of things. But we can't change what's in the past, and there have been an amazing group of allies, and it's not just positive people that have driven this. It's the partnership that we've built over 40 years, and particularly in Victoria, I'm so proud of the partnership response here. Researchers, doctors, everybody coming together and putting their talents and really being passionate about making those advances, about sharing those advances amongst our community. And it's a privilege to live in a first world country like Australia and have access to all of those things. But my concern is, as we're hearing with COVID, you know, that is not shared equally across the globe, you know, and it's, I guess one of the things that's a little bit disappointing about being at 40 years and knowing that there's still people across the world that don't have access to the treatments that
I do. Of course, of course. Now, Richard, we're nearly out of time, so I wanted to ask you about what you're doing to on World AIDS Day on the 1st of December. What's in store and how can our listeners participate if they choose to?
Yeah, so please go to our website at livingpositivevictoria.org.au and you can click and get a link. We have a whole day of events that will be live events starting at 9 a.m. with our official community launch with Minister Martin Foley, Parliamentary Secretary for Equality Harriet Shing, and Living Positive Victoria's new president, Craig Brennan. And then there'll be a short panel afterwards with Associate Professor Jen Power, talking to a range of our PSB, Positive Speakers Bureau members to talk about their lived experience. And then at 11 o'clock, we've got a panel with myself, Simon Ruth, who's the CEO of Thorn Harbour Health, Kirsty Macon, who's the EO of Positive Women Victoria, and something I'm really excited about is we've invited back Brent Allen to have a talk about his global perspective and the work that he does globally now. And we'll be looking at not just a review of what's happened in the last 40 years, but what needs to happen into the future. And so instead of just kind of that nostalgic view, it's hard not to have it at a 40-year point, but we'll be looking forward to what happens into the future.
Sounds like a great program.
The future that's not informed by the past isn't the future. You're merely living in the past.
Just once again, Richard, how can people find out more about the program?
Please go to our website at livingpositivevictoria.org.au. Click on the events button there and they will provide you a link for all of our events during that day.
Good on you, Richard. Thank you very much for your time this morning and thank you for the work that you're doing
and in remember, leading this organisation. And remember, donations to Living Positive, like to Joy, are tax deductible.
Yes, they are.
Absolutely. Maka. Thank you both for your time and take care and I hope to see you in person both very soon.
We look forward to it and you're certainly welcome to join us here in the studio.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.